Eyes bleary from lack of sleep, senior diplomats from the six countries negotiating with Iran huddled Thursday in a morning strategy session meant to advance the pace of agonizingly slow nuclear talks. Iran's foreign minister said the sides were close to a preliminary agreement, but it's not there yet. The talks resumed several hours after a flurry of marathon overnight sessions between Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, as well as other meetings among the six powers negotiating to curb Iranian nuclear programs that could be used to make weapons. Iran denies any interest in such arms and wants a deal that will quickly lift economic sanctions stifling its economy. 2 days after busting through a March 31st deadline, the negotiators hope to leave the Swiss city of Lausanne with at least a text outlining general political commitments to resolve concerns about Iran's nuclear program and the pace of lifting sanctions. They are also trying to fashion more detailed documents on the steps they must take by June 30th to meet those goals. As he headed to his own meeting Thursday, Zarif said the talks had made significant progress, but he said drafts still had to be written. Reaching both agreement in Lausanne as well as a June final deal will be a difficult job, he said. One problem, said Zarif, was differing voices among the other side at the table, the United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, making it difficult for them to reach a coordination. A senior Western official was downbeat, saying the talks were at a tough moment and the path forward is really unclear. The official was not authorized to discuss the negotiations and demanded anonymity. The talks, the latest in more than a decade of diplomatic efforts to curb Iran's nuclear prowess, hit the week-long mark on Thursday, shortly before the State Department announced they would go into double overtime from the March 31st deadline. As the sides bore down on efforts to get a deal, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier canceled a plan to visit Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius was also back less than a day after leaving the city. The West demands that the Lausanne talks wind up with concrete commitments. But Iran has pushed back, demanding a general statement with few specifics. That is politically unpalatable for the Obama administration, which must convince a hostile Congress that it has made progress in the talks so lawmakers do not enact new sanctions that could destroy the negotiations. By blowing through self-imposed deadlines, Obama risks further antagonizing lawmakers in both parties who are poised to take their own action to upend a deal if they determine the president has been too conciliatory. The initial response to the extensions from Republicans suggested they had already come to that conclusion. It is clear the negotiations are not going well, said Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham in a statement. At every step, the Iranians appear intent on retaining the capacity to achieve a nuclear weapon. This article posted by Matthew Lee and George John for the Associated Press in Lausanne, Switzerland.